episode of Miscellaneous, and I'm editor Ella Bissonette.
And I'm staff writer Cleo Long. Today we're here with junior Chloe Fitzsimmons, and this is our first year on the Prowler.
So how are you liking it?
It's really fun, you know?
So do you have any big projects going on?
I'm taking pictures for the cross game stuff.
First time?
Okay, just move on.
Okay, Chloe wants us to get into the topic, so
let's pick our topic.
So the first topic is favorite books. So I really like I don't really have a favorite book, but I really like the author Gillian Flynn. Her books are really good. She writes like mystery ones.
What'd she write? What book did she write?
Well, she has 3 books.
Okay, well, can you name one?
Dark Places, Sharp Objects, and Gone Girl.
Oh, okay, cool. I like The Hunger Games. That's Hunger my Games favorite Games. Book series.
The Outsiders, obviously.
Oh, I love The Outsiders. Oh,
we read that in 8th grade.
Yeah, I read that last year.
It's my favorite book ever.
It's good.
Really? For the second time this month, third time this year.
So. Oh, dang.
Annotating at this time.
That's one of my dad's favorite books. Guess what his first favorite book is?
What?
The Stranger.
Bruh, uh-uh.
Don't. No. Yeah.
Your dad's an off.
We have some controversial opinions about The Stranger in this class.
Okay. Well.
Okay, next topic.
Is what's your favorite breakfast item?
I think that my favorite breakfast item is probably bagels.
Oh, those are so good.
I love bagels.
What kind of bagel? Just plain?
Asiago bagel.
Oh, I like everything bagels.
Asiago bagels are so good, bro.
I like everything bagels.
I love everything
bagels.
They
just taste like seeds.
They're good, but all the seeds just get stuck in my teeth. I don't really like it. But they taste good.
I love everything bagels. I have, like, the one with the most seeds on it, and then I put, like, a bunch of cream cheese, and then I get extra seasoning with the bagels.
I love cream cheese.
I slap on some cream cheese on my bagels. Like, actually, a pound of cream cheese.
Me too. Yes. I take, like, you know, like, half of it.
It's so good, bro. I can eat cream cheese straight every day.
Oh, yeah. My favorite is definitely eggs
Benedict, though. Oh, my gosh. I have that every Christmas, and
it's so good.
I don't like eggs.
It's so good.
I like chocolate chip pancakes.
Some people like...
Those hit.
Some people like their eggs Benedict with, like, bacon, but I like it with, like, the Canadian ham.
Yeah, that's how it's usually made.
Isn't Canadian ham
bacon?
Just bacon?
It's, like...
No, it's Canadian bacon.
Yeah, it's...
Bruh, it's the same thing.
It's, like, ham. No, it's not bacon.
It's like, circular.
Different. Yeah. And it's, like, thick.
It just tastes...
It's so good, though. And, oh, my gosh, the sauce...
It's so good. I love eggs Benedict.
Me too.
But I don't really have it though. Egg and then like
I have it every Christmas morning.
But I like it when the egg is like not super runny. Like I like it like a little bit hard, but it's still like clear. And
I like mine really runny.
I don't like eggs.
It's me, my brother, and my mom, and we split up the jobs. So my mom and my brother will do like the sauce, and then I'll do everything else. And I master the eggs every time, bro.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so good at doing eggs, so.
Don't play.
Okay.
Anyways. We're going to our next topic.
So, next topic is, do the Olympics do more harm than good for a city? So, I actually wrote an essay on this like a year ago or something, and I say that they do way more good. Because,
I agree,
the Atlanta Olympics, even though there were some bad things about it, like, it brought so much, like...
I think it is good, too. I mean...
It brought, like, hotels and stuff and, like, population and, like, tourism.
Yeah, and then all the private businesses that were probably there at the stadium got a bunch of money or something.
Yeah, like, it just helped out a lot more. I read a whole essay on it.
Well, what harm can it cause, though?
What, your point?
Right? I don't know. I'm trying to think of a point. Like, the bomb?
Like, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there, like, a bomb?
Oh, yeah. They, like, in the park. That wasn't good, but also, I feel like it kind of, like...
I mean, it's a place where all, like, the major people are, like, centered, so, I mean, that's, like, a... That's where I would drop the bomb if I was.
Maybe
that
it's more helpful.
What did you just say right now?
I was saying, like.
Don't say like, that again,
I'm not just looking at the other point of view.
Things like that happen, though, it's like, good because the security, like, increases. Like, yeah. It's actually more helpful. Like, think about, like, 9/11.
Million people, and, or like, a bunch of people dying, that's helpful.
Yeah, like, think about, like, 9/11 and, like, the increased security on, like, airports and
there
stuff.
There should have
like,
already
like,
been increased security, though.
Yeah, but a lot of times it takes, like, a tragic thing.
Yeah, I guess
change.
So. But that's
yeah.
Something that shouldn't be. We should just have, enforce,
yeah, it's
like, security. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it takes
we shouldn't wait for something
to, like, install it.
We shouldn't
like,
have to
like,
wait for something really bad to happen to do it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you do.
Well, you should.
That's probably the problem.
Yeah, it's a problem, but that's just how it works in our
yeah,
society,
like,
I guess.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the best topic. Okay, summer is better than winter. Yes,
yes,
it is. Winter sucks, bro. I
no,
hate
don't
winter.
Say you like winter better.
I don't know.
People who
don't
say
try to
like
be
winter,
different.
Yeah.
We all know. We
exactly.
All know.
You
guess
say
I
you like
summer.
Winter better until it gets to winter and it's like freezing
yeah.
Cold outside.
Driving
I
the
mean,
golf cart every single day in like 30 degree
right.
Weather.
It's so
take that is some character building. That takes
see,
some
winter
strength.
Is good for you.
I did that for like 3 years or 4 years.
Yeah.
Because 8th grade too.
Yeah, I'm doing it currently, bro.
It's, oh no, I'm doing it right now. Yes.
It's
well, I
so
like winter.
Bad. No, you don't.
I mean, I like both.
No one actually likes winter.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, no, no.
It make, yes,
there's
I
not
do.
Even any snow in Georgia. When we do get snow, it's like literally like ice shards. Like
that's
why
I
want to
go to New
it's
York.
It's not even real snow.
Oh, I went to New York.
I want to go to New York. I want to live there because
no.
I want to see snow.
Yeah, no, like low key, because my family's in New York, and like,
same.
I have like so much history, like so much family history in the town they live in.
My grandma grew up in New York, and I just want to live there because I like New York.
I've never
New
been there.
New York.
What the heck was that? Don't do that again.
No.
Don't even.
Okay.
I like summer, but it's okay. I mean, I guess I have my birthday in the summer.
You're lying.
I have my birthday in the summer.
Yeah, I know, but no one likes
I know,
winter.
I like Christmas.
After Christmas, winter is bad. But summer is good
it's
the
like,
whole time.
It's like 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, because if you celebrate Christmas before, then everyone starts hating.
I celebrate Christmas whenever I want to celebrate Christmas.
I don't know why
I don't care what other people
like,
say.
It's none of your business, like... Just let people do what they
yeah,
want.
Yeah, facts. If I'm happy, I don't know why you're hating.
They're just hating to hate. Like, they don't... It's like they just don't want happiness. I don't get it.
Okay, we're gonna wrap it up there. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Miscellaneous. Make sure to visit our website at prowlernews.org and follow us on social media at SMHSProwler.